During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, on this beautiful Monday morning, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, as you look around the community, you wonder sometimes, who takes responsibility for making the community as beautiful as it is. It is a commission, part of the City of Port Huron, the Port Huron Beautification Commission. Joining us right now from the Beautification Commission, Laura Luttrell. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day.
It really is, and you and some of the other volunteers with the commission work real hard to make it beautiful. What are some of the things that you do on the Beautification Commission?
Well, we're a small but mighty group. We have quite a few beds throughout the city, and we're not the only group that plants flowers, so you know, we don't want to take all the credit for making how beautiful the city is, but we do have quite a few beds, and we start meeting in March and put our plant order in, and when the plants arrive, we plant them and maintain the beds, you know, throughout the summer.
And Plant Day is coming up on Saturday, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, tell us about that.
It's Saturday, May 17th. If anyone is interested in helping, we would love to see you at Kiefer Park, which is just north of the Municipal Office Center on the river, at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Saturday. Should people bring gardening tools with them, too?
If they have them, that would be great. We supply the flowers, but we need the manpower and, shovels, trowels. That's about it, because we've done our cleanup. You know, we try to have the beds ready so that we're not raking leaves and trimming bushes, you know, that we just spend that day planting. So
how many flower beds are you responsible for? Where in the city are they?
Oh, well, they're all the way from there's the boomerang bed, which is near the Blue Water Bridge, where all the tulips are right now, all the way down. We have beds onto back the south end of town at Lincoln Park. So, you know, there's the Peace Garden, which my cousin and I plant in Pine Grove Park right at the stop sign. There's a river bed right down near the river from the Peace Garden. There's a bed at the Lightship. There are several beds, as you're driving along Pine Grove Avenue that you'll see, you know, on both sides. And there's an arch where the arch is at the Pine Grove Park, that bed also. So, and then Dove on Dove Street at the south end of town where the baseball parks are. We have a group that Julia Price and her group of kids maintain those beds in that area.
Well, that's fantastic. I guess you'd probably be able to do more beds if you had more volunteers, wouldn't you?
That's a great idea. We would love that. In fact, we have to forfeit some beds this year. And, unfortunately, we just don't have the people. And so we're just going to have to let the grass grow over those beds. So if anyone is interested in saving a bed, you know, you could contact the city clerk's office and let them know. It's not going to cost you anything except a few hours of your time, and the rewards are great. It's great exercise. It's a wonderful family activity. And it doesn't involve a computer screen.
There you go. Get some fresh air and take care of those flower beds. I'm talking with Laura Luttrell from the Port Huron Beautification Commission. You've always the commission has always been involved with the Yard of the Year contest. I understand that's changing a little bit this year.
Yes, we decided that rather than recognizing just a few individuals or businesses for 1 month in the summer, the commission's decided that everyone deserves recognition for the time and efforts that they spend beautifying their yards. So if you notice a home with a beautiful yard, just jot down the address or just make a note of it in your travels. And then you can call the city clerk's office with that address. You don't need to know who lives at the residence, but they're going to send the homeowner a card on behalf of the Beautification Commission, recognizing them for their efforts and thanking them for making our city beautiful. It's already in effect now, and it will go throughout the summer and into the fall.
Love it. That's a fantastic idea. If people want to know more about the Beautification Commission, where can they get that information? Or if they want to volunteer or have questions, can they just do that through the city clerk's office?
Yes, and the city clerk's phone number is 810-984-9725, option 0. Or you can email the clerk's office at clerk@porthuron.org, and the city clerk's office will get that information to the Beautification Commission.
All right, very good. This Saturday at 9 a.m., gather at Kiefer Park if you want to help out with the Plant Day. I look forward to seeing all the work of the Beautification Commission. You folks do wonderful work, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right, thanks
for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.